Thank
you. This is Sarah.
This is Roger, wants to be on the stack. I haven't
Alice
spoken to this.
Is there anyone who has not spoken who wishes to speak?
Roger.
Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken who wants to speak?
Well, I already briefly spoke. This is Mark.
Excuse me. I want that to be a motion, by the way. That we commission those two people to talk to the gentleman.
We have a motion on the
table. I second that.
Okay, we already have a motion on the floor. Does somebody want to, do we want to vote on the original motion?
Point of order, can we make I wanted to make a motion to amend the motion on the floor, which is similar to what Gerald is proposing. To throw this out there, basically that we contact the person that Serena's suggesting immediately and give it a time frame, and that if that person works out, that could be the facilitator. But if not, then we would have to go with our other choice point in time, which
That's
is
okay.
Miss Casey.
Roger, can I ask you a question about that?
We need a second before we discuss
it.
Sometimes it's better not to do that until a maker of a motion adjusts the language. So sometimes it's wiser to have a little bit of back and forth before.
Yeah, Roger, I have a couple questions with that. First of all, I don't know any of these people, and I'm not on anybody's slate, but what I'm trying to figure out here is this new name. Remember, 8 days. Think about that.
Well, that's, yes.
It's almost 7 days, because this one's almost done, at least on my end.
Mm-hmm.
So in 7 days, how are we going to contact the individual that we don't know also anything about, somehow come back together again to authorize an unbudgeted expenditure to hire someone else that we also don't know? What I'm just wondering from everybody is, in the 1 day that we budgeted for this retreat, can't we facilitate ourselves?
No. Serena, speak.
It can't be any more of a nightmare than the first board meeting.
Can I answer the point of information, which is a question. My proposal and the amendment is not saying that we have to come by and we decide now to spend the money if we can get the person for free or for cheaper, or that seems to be less of a conflict, we get that person. But if we don't, then we have Casey and we pay her the money that's been...
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we don't have to come back.
I second that.
Roger?
That's basically what's my motion.
I'm here.
Point of information.
Please repeat what people are saying.
Gerald's motion that I was sort of trying to glom onto, so maybe Gerald should state the motion, his amendment to the motion.
Well, my amendment was basically what you just said, Roger. That was the intent of it, that we should commission Sam and Teresa to talk to the gentleman that is currently in Houston and leave it up to them. If they think that he's qualified, we go ahead and hire him. But we have to decide now that we will use the facilitator, but the way that we're going to do is check the gentleman out first, see if he will do it. If he won't do it, then we wind up with this second choice from L.A. That's basically the spirit of what I was trying to say.
Okay. Madam Chair, point of information.
Do we get a second on that?
This is just to address Gerald and Roger's statements. This is Zarina. I just wanted to clarify.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can give the name and number of this person. But again, let me just say that this particular person, he's new to Houston, 7 weeks, but his background is running boards and facilitating. He's been an executive director. He is a lawyer, and he, and I forgot to mention, has been an avid listener to KPFA for many years. Okay? So he's never run for anything with Pacifica. And he just happens to be a person who knows what he's doing and has been called on all around the country to do the same thing that this lady, Casey, has done.
Well, give him a chance.
Let's get back to the motion.
Is there a second?
Which one?
I second that. This is Sarv.
Okay. Can I be a back, Marty? Dave?
Yes. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm not the first at all.
I think I'm next. I just wanted to say one thing about the letter, because I think
this?
That...
Who is this?
Mark.
Thank you.
I think that's important. I understand about the May 8th thing. I guess what I'm saying about the full disclosure, and that's why I'm a little hesitant on this new Houston caveat, is because Remember, the first letter that was dated April 30th just said, here's a person, here are their credentials, and it did list all of their past responsibilities, etc. Then was the second letter, which came May 13th, well after the May 8th email.
Well, that, 5 days.
Well, and it said, quote, and I guess this was in the interest of disclosure, it said, the KPFK local station board and was not elected. I have been a longtime Pacifica listener and supporter, and but was not involved in Pacifica during the difficult periods. Didn't make clear, and that didn't become clear to me until yesterday and today, that this individual, again, who I do not know at all, and I'm not equating with Cheney, let me get clear on this. I think she's going to be a great person. Everything I've heard is good. But it didn't say, I'm a person who ran on a slate in a contentious election.
Hear, hear.
And all of that wasn't in that letter. All it said was, by the way, and this came secondary, I ran for. So what I'm saying is that's what I mean by full disclosure. So we don't know.
I didn't know Marty ran for executive director.
Well, I didn't either. I didn't either. But some people did. The point of the matter is not that some people did and some people didn't.
That's
the
right.
Same for this. Some people did and some people didn't. If we're all going to vote, then we should all have the same information.
Absolutely.
If the information is relevant and it's not.
Well, I think it is.
So Marty,
I'm done.
You guys, we have a motion.
I'm done.
Marty, I'm...
Try to deal with the motion that's on the floor.
Right. So,
can we go down the stack now?
Was I on that, Marty?
I don't know who's on the stack. I'm sorry. I haven't heard a single person.
Well,
I haven't.
Wendy wants to be...
May I be recognized?
Yeah, is that Dave?
Okay.
Hey, who else?
You know, I'm having
Carol.
A real...
Wait. Who else wants to...
Carol.
Carol?
Wendy.
Madam Chair, this is Sarf.
Sarf. Who else?
Wendy.
Okay, thank you, Wendy. Who else?
Henry.
All right. Dave.
I'm really struggling with this because there's three or four different kinds of things all mixed together, and I feel this is really where a Robert's Rules process breaks down because we're dealing with a binary decision. I feel like the problem we need to solve is getting a facilitator as soon as possible. The solution of having two people call somebody in Houston is, in terms of this question of the mechanism, the single source or the process by which things happen, doesn't seem to me in any way superior. A superior way may be able to be designed, but I don't find it to be that. But there are these other issues. One is the full disclosure issue. Again, I think that she did disclose that she ran. The slate's another question. But I'm feeling like I'm getting tripped up from getting to what I thought we were going to get to by a bad process. And it's frustrating to me because anybody looking at this who's disposed to find in it a bad process can clearly find that there. So I don't know how to get to a good process. I wish we were in a problem-solving mode right now around this. I feel like really the partisanship involved, if there is any, is coming from the opposing slate in this case, and that's really what has raised the problem, where that group is mobilized to say that this person's participation at any level is inappropriate. But we're in a vulnerable situation, apropos that, because we didn't have an open, you know, a sort of systematic way of going about doing that.
Notification.
Well, we did get notification, and frankly, you know, anybody who says, well, I'm just hearing about it now, or I didn't get my emails, or any of the rest of it, you know, some of the people who have said that have been on other calls since that time. They clearly know this call existed, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that speaks to an irresponsibility of board members. I know board members who have not been tracking issues to come at a late date and say, oh, well, you know, and I haven't been tracking. But the bottom line is, if we really are going to work together, if this vote is a 11 to 10 vote or a 12 to 8 vote or whatever it is, then we've got a significant chunk of the board that's walking in with embittered feelings. And, you know, I'm at a point where I'm liable to abstain because I cannot resolve the conflict of the fact that, A, I believe Casey would do an excellent job. I would like, and B, that I do think the process leaves open problems and that people will object, and there appear to be board members disposed to accept some of these claims about, you know, there being partisanship. So I don't believe it, but their willingness to accept that represents a problem. And if we're talking about wanting to work together and considering each other's opinions and hearing each other's opinions, then we've got to hear that too. Now, my personal wish would be that we could have Casey on the board and possibly this other gentleman who's been put forth and anybody else come before the board in the meeting held perhaps tomorrow, perhaps Friday. And at the end of that time, and I recognize that's extra time, but I don't see any way of cutting this Gordian knot without establishing some different process whereby everybody can hear from folks and then make a decision about who we want to facilitate. I do think that without facilitation at this point in our history, we're going to, the next 3 months will be a real waste, and I don't think we can afford that because we've got some core issues about how governance interacts with management. And so I would like to say that I think we need to step back from this motion, and so I'd like to move that we lay this on the table.
And, with the point of information, which motion?
The motion and the amended motion, that we put this issue on the table and have a discussion about how to resolve what our problem is, not with the, okay, how about you guys just call somebody. Well, let's work out a way to deal with this that deals with everybody's genuine and legitimate concerns about process, even if it's going to be hard. If we don't take that extra effort at this point in our history, we will deal with the fallout no matter which way we go on this competitive question.
I second that.
Madam Chair,
it's been moved and seconded that we lay the motion on the table.
Madam Chair, this is Sarv, all right, the question of privilege.
What is it, Sarv?
We have been here for about 3 hours, I hope that you put some kind of time limit on the comments so that we can move on. Some do work for a living, and so I have to go. And so I'd appreciate it if you could limit the conversations a little bit.
I would. All right. Well, I'd like to limit conversation. We have a motion and a second to lay
it on the table till tomorrow, Dave, or till when?
Yeah. I have to specify
You have to set a time, or don't know what we're doing.
Okay. I would like to lay it on the table until tomorrow. Well, actually, I have a point of information, and maybe Ambrose or maybe someone else can answer this. What I think maybe makes the most sense to do is to, at the end of a discussion today about how to proceed, to recess this meeting. And my understanding is if you lay on the table, you're actually laying on the table to a subsequent meeting. Is that accurate, Ambrose?
Right, what you want to do is recess till tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I think what I'd like to do is withdraw my motion, and what I want to do is what I'd like to see happen, and I don't know parliamentarily, if that's a word, how to do it, but what I'd like to see is a discussion now about an appropriate process to get us a facilitator for Houston to be engaged when we return, to engage that process after returning from a recess.
Well, you know, Dave, the only problem with that is that I understand what you're saying here. And by the way, when you said, I have not accepted anything I've read in terms of who somebody is or isn't.
Right.
What I've acknowledged is the question.
Right, I agree.
Okay, so that's the difference between accepting, because I don't know anything about anybody.
I hear you.
And, but the point I'm trying to make is that we've been here.
Marty chair the meeting and call on people.
Wait, we've been here for 3 hours, and now we're saying we're going to go and talk tomorrow for 3 hours more?
Madam Chair, I call the question.
Madam Chair, no, we're not. We're going to vote on it because I don't agree.
Point of order, is the motion still to table, still on the table?
No, I've withdrawn.
No, he's withdrawn it.
Thank you.
So I call the question, the original motion.
All right. For a vote,
whether or not to authorize
point of
this
order,
expenditure.
Point of order, when there is a amendment on the table, calling of the question can be either calling the amendment or calling both, but it cannot just call the original question.
That is correct.
Calling one or calling both?
Yes.
Calling
the latter or calling
on
both?
An amendment.
Oh, all right. Well, then I guess we got to call it on the amendment, which was one of the two, I guess.
Okay.
The Houston person or the Casey to be decided by Samuel and Teresa.
Correct. Madam Chair, this is Ray. Point of information?
Yes, Ray.
I would like the individual, Ernest Teresa seems to have some reservation, the individual who facilitated the last board meeting
with very positive result to be considered also as part of this equation?
They're out of order. They're out of order on this cement. Let's vote on this.
Whether to call the question is where we are.
Are we just calling the amendment, or are we calling the amendment plus main motion? Which
no,
we have to vote
amendment.
On the amendment,
the amendment.
Then we vote on the main motion.
Hello, I have a point of information. If they're going to do Houston people calling these people, I would like to be one of them. This is Wendy.
Okay.
And Henry, too.
That's not a point of information.
Whatever it is, it's
amendment.
Right.
Amendment.
Hold on a minute. That's a friendly amendment. I accept it.
Can we have the Houston directors be part of this?
Sure, no problem.
All right, is that, can we agree to that in a friendly way here?
Yes.
Can someone restate it?
No, because that process is no more superior than what's happened so far. It's an entirely ad hoc process.
Well, we're going to have to vote on it and decide.
Let's vote on the amendment.
Can someone restate it? I just joined in Sonali here.
What we got to do is get the language straight on this amendment.
We haven't voted to close debate, have we?
No.
Is that what's been asked, closing debate?
Is there any objection to closing debate?
I can't hear.
Are we only asking the Houston people to investigate the one name plus Casey and then make a recommendation, make a decision, what?
That's
I'm
correct,
confused.
Basically.
No, we reserve the right to amend to propose a couple other people, too, then.
Pardon?
No, that is not true.
Well,
excuse me, may I restate what the actual motion was,
yes.
So it doesn't get transmungified.
Thank you, Gerald.
What I actually recommended, and I think Roger actually said it a little bit neater than I did, but here it is. One, that we do hire someone to facilitation training. I said, yes, we do. But the first thing we do, and I only mentioned Sam and Teresa to tell you the truth, Wendy, is because I know them best. I think that, you know, if all four of the directors there want to be involved in looking this over, y'all can work that out. I'm not trying to micromanage, but what I would like to see is that the person in Houston be talked to first. If that person is available and if the directors there that are on the national board feel that he is qualified, then we hire him. If that person is not available, then we go along with the old plan.
Hire him for nothing or for $3,000?
Hire him for whatever it costs.
Yeah, for whatever it costs,
up to what
we had already allocated.
And point of information, what have we allocated for
$3,200, I think it was, Teresa?
$3,000,
okay. Now, look, you know, it might be less. You know, you use your negotiation skills.
$3,000 plus a Pacifica meal, so that's about $3,050.
Actually, wait a minute. Actually, it's not $3,000 because we're not going to give them money for a hotel.
No,
we're not going to give them money for an airplane.
$3,000 before travel.
Right. It's $3,000 plus lodging and travel, so they will need lodging and travel.
Okay. I beg your pardon. Excuse me.
So, Gerald, can you put me and Henry on your motion, please?
Of course. That's
okay.
Friendly.
Marty, this is Teresa. I have a point of information or a question about, I have a question for Gerald.
Okay.
Are you saying
the
that
question
the,
has been called. Please.
Okay. Wait, let her answer.
It's a point of information.
Okay, I have a point of information. There's a good chance that all four of us people in Houston will be meeting tonight at a meeting. Are you saying, Gerald, that we're going to make this decision?
Yes.
Okay.
You're there.
Okay, I just want to be sure that about who's making the decision.
I thought it was a recommendation to the rest of us.
Yes.
Okay, all right. You want a recommendation? Carol says, and someone else says they're interested in the deliberations. I hope that y'all would be willing to accommodate them.
So then we have to meet again to vote.
Mm-hmm. No.
Making a recommendation.
Well, see, wait a minute. I'm opposed to recommendation. I think they should be able to make the decision and tell the chair, this is the decision.
Right, so that is your motion, Gerald, that they make the decision, the four directors.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is.
Okay. All right. So
okay, call. Can you vote?
Is the motion now clear?
Yes.
Right. Can we vote on it?
Yes.
So, Marty, we're voting in this motion that, A, we agree we will have a facilitator no matter what.
Right.
It will either be if the four directors agree by majority vote, I assume, that we will go with the Houston person that Sabrina knows. If not, we will go with Casey, but we will go with one of the two.
That is correct.
And we are authorizing up to $3,000 for that expenditure plus travel and lodging if it's Casey, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Point of order, are we not voting to close debate on that question?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay, has that question been called? Is that what happened?
Yes, the question's been called. We need to vote to close debate.
All right, I'm
point of order.
I can't hear it.
Point of order, are you was the call of the question just the call of
the
to close debate? Just to close debate on the amendment?
Yes.
Or to close debate on both the amendment and the main motion?
It is the, excuse me, please.
Both.
And listen, it
thank
is
you.
Both. It is both, because if the amendment passed, they're going to go on and hire somebody.
Right, so
obviously it's both.
But we don't know ahead of time whether the
Madam
amendment
Chair,
passed.
The question
there
is
no ahead of time.
Roger, would you please call the roll?
Madam Chair, this is Charles.
We're taking a vote.
Are we clear on what we're voting on here?
We're voting to close debate.
I'm not. What are we voting on?
We're voting to close debate on this issue, and then we will vote on the motion.
Okay. Go ahead.
The vote on the calling the question here. Let me just type that in. I'm trying to keep up with y'all here.
All right, Roger, you got it? You got it written down, Roger?
Kind of.
Okay. Okay.
Enough that I can fix it later.
Okay. Well, then I'm ready to kind of vote.
We're just voting on limiting, stopping debate.
Well, everyone talk.
We're voting on calling the question and debate on the whole bundle. Is that correct?
We're voting to end debate, Roger.
Well, whatever.
End debate.
End debate, so please call the roll.
Dave.
No.
Teresa.
Yes, end debate.
Henry.
Yes.
Marty, I'm sorry. Sam.
No, with debate.
Tenali.
Yes.
Oops, I got to hit the wrong key. Ray. Ray LaForest.
Bob.
Sorry, mute. No.
Ambrose.
Yes, end the debate.
Miguel Manning. I vote to end debate, yes. Kalonji.
Yes, end debate.
Sarve.
Yes, end debate.
Mark.
Yes.
Julie.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Gerald.
Yes.
Wendy.
Yes.
Zarina.
Yes.
Alice.
Yes.
Carol.
Yes.
William.
Stan.
And Donna.
Yes.
The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 yes. And the noes are 1.
Mark, did you vote?
Yes.
And what did you vote?
To end debate, please.
Okay.
Mark voted yes.
I'm sorry for the editorial.
How many noes?
Noes are 1,
oh, yeah.
2, 3. I have 3 noes. So
I have a point of information about the amendment.
The debate. Now we can vote on the motion.
Now, I have a point of information about the amendment. If the 4 directors are split, what happens? In other words, if it's
all right, I recommend the Carol or someone else.
Marty.
The chair.
Marty.
Done.
Thank you.
Stop.
Thank you. So the chair will resolve any split votes.
That is correct. That makes sense.
We trust you, Marty.
Well, thanks.
Sometimes.
Well, then, never mind.
Can you state the motion before we vote, please?
Yeah. We don't even know if it will pass.
Main motion.
No, we don't, obviously.
I'm getting them. I'll be there in a second. I'll just... The motion... Motion to amend by Sanders for the Houston directors to consider the facilitator recommendation from Shakir of the person in Houston. If not chosen, McFaul will be hired.
Wait, I thought they were supposed to interview both.
Mark put all kinds of stuff in there.
You know, this is
Well, Roger, it's kind of 3 parts.
It's a matter of people actually, you know. Actually, I'm going to do this at the Houston meeting of having sheets of paper for people to write down their wording. So
that'd be a good idea.
There's no way for me to really follow this.
With respect to the Houston meeting, A, the board authorizes the expenditure of $3,000.
Okay, hold on a second. This is going to be much easier.
A, the board authorizes the expenditure of $3,000 for the or maximum up to $3,000. Say up to.
Uh-huh.
Up to $3,000 for a facilitator. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Parentheses plus travel and lodging if needed. Parentheses. Okay, that's A. We authorize that.
All right.
Then B. We direct the directors in Houston to also or to contact. And Zarina, you have the name here?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is it?
His name, I'll give it and I'll spell it. His name is Fahim
Hamid. Rahim.
F as in Frank.
Uh-huh.
A.
Uh-huh.
H as in Henry.
Uh-huh.
E. E. M as in Mary.
Uh-huh.
Last name H. A. M as in Mary.
Uh-huh.
E. E. D as in David.
Fahim Hamid.
Yes.
Okay.
And his
So you have that, Roger?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the phone number? Go ahead with the phone number.
No, not the phone number.
Yeah, okay, wait. To determine his availability and or suitability as a facilitator.
All right, close enough.
And then three, the third part is, should the Houston board members decide, the third part is that, okay, they're going to go with the other one and they're going to determine his suitability or availability. And then three, the board members at Houston will determine between whatever Mr. Rahim and Casey which facilitator will be hired.
And if they're split, Marty breaks
the right, and
that's
if
right.
There is a split, Then Marty will break the tie. You got it?
We got it.
That's more or less.
Okay, does everybody understand it?
This is Teresa.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to ask one question.
No, we called the question, Teresa.
I'm asking, well, unless you want to have him read it again, I'm asking whether it is saying that if we don't pick Fahim, does it say that we're taking Casey at any
yes.
cost?
Yes. Yes.
Up to $3,000.
Up to $3,000.
Okay.
All right, so then understand if we vote yes for this, we're voting yes to spend the money, and then we're voting yes to trust Houston to pick the two together with Marty. Which one is best?
Right.
All right, so can we call the vote now?
Please. Hey, whose motion is this?
Now, to pay the money.
The vote we're taking is the vote to amend the main motion. So
right.
After this, we would have to vote to approve the amended motion, correct?
We're saying we're
right.
The same thing.
Pretty much.
It's actually a substitute motion. If we pass this, we don't have to vote.
Yeah, if we pass this, we're done.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's call the
call the vote.
Is it Mark's motion?
Wait, is that accurate? If we pass the, if this vote is yes, then there's no more voting?
No more.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
For free.
Okay.
Or need.
Read the motion, please.
The motion is that A, we the National Board authorizes up to $3,000 for the facilitator to facilitate the retreat at the Houston National Board meeting, plus travel and lodging if needed. B, we direct the Houston directors to contact Fahim Hamid in Houston to determine his availability and suitability. And C, the Houston directors will determine which facilitator will be hired with the chair, Marty Derlin, breaking any tie.
Okay, is that clear now, everybody?
Could I just comment that the...
No.
Did you not comment?
But it's not clear.
Did you not comment?
It's not clear.
Okay.
Well, that's unfortunate.
What is that?
Ain't clear.
And the other, the Casey name should be mentioned because it's not any other facility.
That's true.
Okay, good point.
We'll
choose between Mr. I forgot the last name.
Hamid.
Right. Or
in director's goal to choose between those two names.
That's right.
Hamid or McFall.
There you go.
It can't be and.
Clear enough?
No.
Yes.
Al, is it clear?
Yes. Now, will Marty be a part of the decision or only come in if there's a tie?
Only come
only
in if there's a tie.
Only if there's
okay,
a tie.
Okay, thank you. Just asking. Okay, I'm ready to vote, Joe.
All right. Okay,
I promise. I'm ready.
Very fine. Come on.
Dave?
Okay.
I'd like,
here's
the vote. Here's
I'd
the
like
vote.
To be called on at the end. Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Sam?
No.
Sonali?
Can you call me later?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Roger, yes. I'm sorry. Man, you guys are burning out. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Man. Come on, Mark.
All right. Yes. I'm going to defer to you guys, okay? Yes.
Julie?
Yes, and I need to jump off the call, so thank you, everyone. Okay,
thank you,
thanks,
Julie.
Hold on.
Vicki?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Man, I'm gonna vote yes under objection because I still don't think there's enough time to check out anybody at this point. But
exactly.
I will check them out to the best of my ability. Thank you.
Serena?
Yes.
Alice?
Yeah.
Very
Carol?
Enthusiastic.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
No.
Donna?
No.
And we're coming back to... Sonali?
I abstain.
And Dave?
Very happy to hear that we've achieved a greater level of consensus. I vote yes.
The yeses are
gotta make
one, two, three, four, five.
You got
six,
a cap on me every
seven,
time I do.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 yes.
Hell, it passed.
And that's, yeah, I would say so. The no's are 1, 2, 3. Three no's,
hey,
so it passed.
This is Teresa.
Madam
this
Chair.
Is Carol. Could I just
hey,
make
wait,
a
wait.
Brief...
Motion passes, okay?
Brief, Madam Chair. Madam
Chair.
Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes.
Could we,
this is
could we please ask that the phone number for this individual be emailed to all four of the... of the Houston people immediately?
Yes.
Yeah. And can the Houston people or somebody, Zarina, maybe just email us the CV and resume just to the whole board? Sonali. Just
yeah,
so
I
we
agree.
Have it. Just
I agree with Sonali. I would like to see the same information I got for Casey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even if we're not actually making the decision.
Even though
we're
not making the decision.
Yeah.
Like
right, but
know.
I can call Houston and, you know,
I have a problem.
Yeah, I can lobby.
Madam Chair, this is Sarv.
I
there was nothing in the motion about your being able to lobby, Mark.
Oh, be quiet, Dave.
Can we call an end to this meeting?
We've adjourned it.
Marty, I have been asking since the vote to please be recognized. And
sorry,
I'd just like
I
to say one thing.
You,
this is Roger. I need to be recognized as well.
Okay, Carol, go ahead.
Just one thing. I'm glad that we reached something that helps to satisfy us all. I don't think we solved the problem. I hope I don't get emails from Washington saying that this person is partisan.
Why Washington?
Well, because Zarina recommended him, and somebody may have something against Zarina, not me. I trust Zarina's recommendation. I trust Zarina's recommendation.
All right, don't be singling us
and
out.
And I'm very pleased that she made it, but I don't.
We don't do that kind of stuff in Washington.
I can't hear what's going on because everyone keeps jumping in, and I don't know what Carol's trying to say. And the last I checked, this is still a board meeting.
Point of personal civil disability.
Well, what I'm saying is, at the last minute, some people sent us emails, and I don't. I hope we don't get emails from Washington.
You won't.
I agree with Dave that it's good to reach consensus and hear people's concerns. I did hear them.
We are very transparent in Washington.
Okay, come on.
Madam Chair, this is Barb.
I want to hear the end of what Carol is saying. Are you through, Carol, or are you still talking?
Well, I actually had my thoughts organized better before I was interrupted several times.
Go ahead anyway.
again 3 hours, Carol.
No,
then,
Madam Chair, this is Sarv.
Wait a minute, Sarv. Would you please just be less rude?
Carol has the floor.
I do have the floor. I feel really glad that Zarina proposed something and that we were able to agree on it. And I feel very sad that people are swayed by arguments of partisanship around here.
Yeah.
I think we need... As
come on, this is an editorial now.
Please, quiet. I think we need, as a board, to commit ourselves to setting an example of not being swayed by factionalism and factional arguments and respecting another's judgment and one another's positions. And I'm especially distressed by what I thought were quite abusive comments about our chair. And that's the end of my remarks.
I totally disagree with you. Be here, Carol.
Marty, I think I was asked to be recognized next.
Henry had a point of personal privilege, which takes precedence.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, for the Houston people, we meet at 6:30, okay, in the station right now?
No, I will not be available at 6:30. At 7 p.m., I have a meeting at... We all have a meeting that's an invitation to KPFT, so there's other prior obligations.
What are you talking about?
Point of order.
What's going on?
Okay, I'm adjourning this meeting. I'm signing off.
Marty, can I please be recognized?
Yeah, let's
Roger. You can't adjourn a meeting without a vote.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Yes, you can.
I can, and I will, because I can't even hear anybody.
That's
never
great.
Don't give a deadline on to decide in Houston?
I move that we adjourn right
second.
Now.
No,
the secretary has something to say.
I think Roger has
point of order.
The chairperson has disconnected. The conference will now end.